All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, last week, Rutgers University decided to part ways with head basketball coach Eddie Jordan after 3 years on the job. Now, in 3 years as Rutgers men's head basketball coach, Jordan was only able to compile a record of 29-67. And in the last 2 years, which Rutgers was in the Big Ten Conference, their conference record was abysmal as they were 3-33. Now, this is a Rutgers basketball program that has failed to make the NCAA tournament since 1991. And this was a Rutgers school that a few years ago decided to leave the Big East in favor of the Big Ten. And of course, the Big Ten wanted Rutgers due to their New York media market. And basically, Rutgers sold their soul. We're seeing it in football, and the same can be said about men's basketball. And I mean, the Rutgers men's basketball program has never really been a national powerhouse. Let's not get it twisted. In the years that the Big East was a 16-team basketball conference, Rutgers was the only school that did not make the NCAA tournament at least once. They had a cup of coffee in the American Athletic Conference during the 2013-2014 academic year before jumping to the Big Ten. And now you're looking at Rutgers, who has put themselves in a pool in the Big Ten with the likes of Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan, and Iowa, just to name a few programs in the Big Ten Conference. And make no mistake about it, just like the Big East was a few years ago when they were a mega conference, right now the Big Ten is one of the premier basketball conferences in the nation. And Rutgers has and will continue to get lost in that wash. Now you have to ask yourselves and say, well, where does Rutgers go from here? I mean, Eddie Jordan was a Rutgers guy. He played for Rutgers. He was a part of their Final Four team back in the mid-70s, but he simply was unable to get things turned around. There are going to be plenty of names thrown around over the next couple of weeks. You see coaches typically from the mid-majors to the lower tier D1 schools that are looking to move up after their teams either win their conference or make a big run in the NCAA tournament. But unfortunately for Rutgers, I don't see them having the ability to get one of these guys to come on board because, number one, Rutgers is playing in the Big Ten. The majority of the Big Ten schools are in the Midwest. Now you're going to ask a coach to try to recruit in Jersey to get his kids to play in the Midwest. And it's tough because you still, if you're Rutgers, you still have to compete with Big East schools such as St. John's, such as Villanova, and such as Seton Hall. Not to mention the national powers in Duke and Kentucky that have been known to come to the Garden State in Jersey and procure top talent. So if it's a situation for Rutgers, it's a go-nowhere deal. It does not matter who the next head coach is going to be because they're going to have to, number one, overpay somebody to take this job. And it's not an attractive job right now. And honestly, it's going to be a month of Sundays before Rutgers basketball ever becomes an attractive job. And like I said before about other teams, I said it before about Rutgers as well. And it's simply, you know what? You had something decent in the Big East. You should have appreciated it. You took the money, and now look at what you're getting for your troubles. So 7-25 this year for Rutgers, it's something that they have to get accustomed to because life is not going to get any easier for them in the Big Ten Conference. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out for thanking you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.